Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Country's on fire. Big day today. Big day in America today. As all of you probably know by now, the vaccine mandate for private employers is dead. Is dead. Supreme Court voted 6-3. Thank God for President Trump. He named those three people to the United States Supreme Court, those three justices. They all voted, and that made it 6-3 in our favor to kill the private employer mandate. By the way, today is Thursday. To me, it's shocking they did not rule on that by Monday. They let it stay in effect from Monday to Thursday. How many people in America had to get the vaccine between Monday and Thursday when their company said, well, the Supreme Court hasn't ruled, and the deadline was Monday, January 10th. So as far as we're concerned, you're fired unless you get your vaccine today, Monday. Or maybe we'll give you another day, Tuesday. And when the Supreme Court didn't rule, how many thousands, tens of thousands, or hundreds of thousands, or even millions had to get vaccinated because they saw no other way out? What a joke our country's becoming, but at least they eventually ruled. Can't believe it took them that long. It's the most clear-cut case of violating the United States Constitution I've ever seen. So it was a big day from the standpoint that the private employer vaccine mandate is dead. And then another huge development, Senators Manchin and Sinema of Arizona, Manchin of West Virginia, Sinema of Arizona, both, despite immense pressure to try and pass a new voting bill today that would have destroyed this country forever, they both held firm. Two moderate Democrats, Manchin and Sinema, held firm. And Sinema gave a speech today and said, I will never vote for this thing. And that killed Joe Biden's dream of creating a one-party rule in this country. So, two very big developments. Lots more to tell you about. Let me start with a commentary I wrote. My father almost died for his country fighting in Okinawa. Today his son can no longer walk the streets of Washington, D.C. without papers. Thursday wasn't a good day for President Biden. First, the Supreme Court shouted, let's go Brandon, by killing Biden's prized private employer mandate. Then, Democrat Senators Manchin and Sinema destroyed his dreams of banning voter ID to ensure one-party rule in America. And after hearing all that bad news, Biden, I would think, put a lid on it, headed for the White House basement where his wife-slash-sister prepared baby food and fed him milk from a bottle before tucking him in with his favorite blankie. But we can't afford to rest because of two big victories. We have much work to do to save America from a communist fascist takeover. Washington, D.C. is Exhibit A. Did you hear the latest plot twist in D.C.? Two steps forward, one step back. Washington, D.C. and our communist mayor, Muriel Bowser, have decided no one can leave their home or hotel without papers 24-7. You can't enter any restaurant, bar, retail store, department store, gym, or even walk the streets without government-issued photo ID plus proof of vaccine. This is happening in our America. People like me, I don't know if it's because I'm Jewish, Republican, or vaccinated, unvaccinated, I'm not sure which one, but people like me are banned from Washington, D.C., even though I pay the taxes that keep the bureaucrats in D.C. in their cushy, useless, overpaid jobs. Let me make a few significant points here. First, my body, my choice. Democrats live and die with that mantra when it comes to murdering innocent children in the womb. Till the moment of birth. But in D.C., when it comes to my body, I have no choice. It's either take an experimental poisonous jab that could cripple or kill me, or I give up my civil and human rights. Second, my father didn't almost die 20 times in Okinawa during World War II, so his son could be banned from walking the streets of Washington, D.C. for any reason. This is a disgrace to anyone who ever fought or died for this country. My father is rolling over in his grave. Third, as a Jewish American, I see many echoes of Nazi Germany. Today, it is the unvaccinated who are being slandered, denigrated, persecuted, hunted, and banned for the crime of not wanting to take dangerous experimental COVID jabs. Today's unvaccinated American is being called the same words as Jews in Nazi Germany. Dirty, filthy, dangerous, diseased, criminal, disloyal, selfish. Someone who should be banned from society. No longer allowed to eat at restaurants, drink at bars, stay in hotels. No longer allowed to attend sports events or plays or attend movies with normal people. What's next? Yellow stars? Well, that's already happening. In many schools in America, children are being separated by vaccination status. Fourth, this is all about papers. For Democrats, asking for proof of citizenship before voting is like the Gestapo asking for papers. But to demand papers to eat food, buy groceries, or shop 24/7, 365 days a year, is it Gestapo? Actually, maybe it's not. It's more like Russia's KGB, East Germany's Stasi, combined with Communist China's forced labor camps. Fifth, if COVID is such a national emergency, why is Biden and his communist cabal left the border open so millions of malnourished, tired, sick, diseased, illegal aliens can flood into this country with no health checks, no masks, no vaccine mandates? Either this health emergency is pure fraud intended to allow government to grow bigger and take more control over our lives, or this health emergency is real. And Biden, Muriel Bowser, and other Democrat tyrants are hoping to foment crisis and hysteria to force elections by mail with no voter ID so they can easily rig and steal every election. My Jewish military veteran father was ready to die for this great country. Now, all these years later, the tyrant mayor of D.C. thinks we're her serfs and slaves. She thinks she could ban us from entering her city. But I'll bet Mayor Bowser supports transsexual rights. I'll bet she thinks any man can identify as a woman, and we have to accept that as fact. And then they can use the women's restroom, play sports with our daughters, share showers at school with our daughters. So, from now on, please consider me trans-vaccinated. I'm unvaxxed, but identify as vaccinated. You'll have to take my word for it. If I think it, it is. And if you misidentify me, you'll open your business to million-dollar lawsuits. I have one final message for Mayor Bowser. Let's go, Brandon. There's my column that'll be out this weekend, syndicated in newspapers around the country. And if you're wondering why I'm so anti-this vaccine, because I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm anti-this vaccine. This vaccine is killing people left and right. The latest UK health data is out, and it shows that 4 out of 5... a whopping 4 out of 5 COVID deaths in England since August 16th are vaccinated. The latest official data from the British government shows fully vaccinated individuals are not experiencing the promised protection against hospitalization or death that they were promised, but rather have alarmingly been contracting the virus, meaning getting sick, getting hospitalized, and dying at a much higher number than the unvaccinated. Since August, let's see, August, September, October, November, December, January. 6 months, half of a year, and the people who are getting sick are vaccinated. The people who are getting hospitalized are vaccinated, and the people who are dying are vaccinated. Over those months, there were 3,070 COVID deaths among the unvaccinated population in England, compared to 12,058 deaths among the vaccinated population during the same time frame. And there is strong evidence across this country, as well as England, that excess deaths, see, this doesn't include, that's only COVID deaths. That doesn't include all deaths. There is strong evidence that there is a dramatic increase in deaths in this country and all over the world. Something is going wrong. People are dying. That's the irony. In 2020, deaths weren't up. When all we heard about in 2020, COVID, 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 deaths weren't up. And And they have to try and make it like deaths were up because there were so many COVID deaths. But there were no more flu deaths. There were no more murder deaths. There were no more car accident deaths. Everybody, no more cancer deaths. No more heart disease deaths. Everybody who died, died of COVID. That's what they tried to tell us to make it seem like we had such a terrible emergency. Everybody who died, died of COVID. But there wasn't any overall increase in deaths. They just took away cancer and heart disease deaths and made it into COVID. But now there really is a gigantic increase in deaths. All over this country, people are dropping dead in dramatically higher numbers. And nobody wants to talk about it. So I'm not getting your vaccine. Why do you think they're dropping dead? They're not dropping dead of COVID. They're dropping dead of heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots, and multi-organ failure, and a dramatic increase in cancer. And all of that is about side effects of your immune system being destroyed by the vaccine. By the way, Joe Biden has erected a giant concrete security wall around the White House. At the same time, he leaves the U.S. border open. Makes a lot of sense, right? Democrats demanding proof of ID to walk the streets of D.C., but not to vote. Makes a lot of sense, right? And leaving the border open and letting everybody in with COVID to spread disease. Makes a lot of sense. But asking us the max vaccine mandate, well, you let the illegals in and spread it. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? This whole country makes a lot of sense under Democrats. By the way, the crime out of control in every city run by Democrats. So all Democrats bring you is pain, crime, murder, COVID, disease, death. I'm telling you, it's a disaster out there, except we still have a few rays of hope. Supreme Court, good job today, guys. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right. It is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, energizehealth.com, energizehealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support,
support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and un...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I was just ranting about the incredible inconsistencies, horrible, terrible inconsistencies in America today from Democrats. You know, that there's a COVID disaster emergency, healthcare emergency, but you let everybody in at the border. And that you can't possibly ask for voter ID and then try to slam it through today. Thank God it gets stopped. That you can't have voter ID ever again. It's banned in the United States. Banned! But you can ask for ID all day long and ban me from walking the streets in Washington, D.C. because I didn't get a COVID vaccine. So many horrible inconsistencies. Listen to this one. As hospitals reel, because there's no employees anymore because of the COVID vaccine, California tells coronavirus positive medical workers to stay on the jobs. Can you imagine going to the hospital and the people coming to talk to you have COVID? They fired everybody who wouldn't take the vaccine, and now the ones who have the vaccine are sick with COVID, and they're telling them, don't even stay home. Come work, because we've got it. There won't be anyone left in the hospital. You know why there's no one left in the hospital? Because you all got the vaccine, you morons. And people are sick because they got the vaccine. So there's no one left to be a nurse anymore. Day-long waits in the emergency room. No one to answer the phones. No one to take out the trash. And more patients arriving every day. That's the scene playing out in hospitals across Southern California. You know, remember, you know, the place in Southern California where everyone got the vaccine? And there's a shortage of doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers. And state officials are attempting to address California's staffing shortage through a sweeping policy change that allows asymptomatic healthcare workers who test positive for COVID to return to work immediately. Immediately. I mean, haven't we been told that when you're asymptomatic, you're still spreading it? You're going to have people sick with COVID this minute working. It's not like they said, you know, stay home 3 days and then come in, which would also be crazy according to their philosophy. Not according to mine, but according to their philosophy. Crazy. But to say you tested positive today, stay on the job today, is beyond crazy. I mean, none of this makes sense. Nothing makes sense anymore in America today. You have COVID, come to work in a hospital. Because there's nobody else. Why? Because you told everyone if you aren't vaccinated, you're fired. So who's left? The vaccinated. And what did the vaccinated have? COVID. So stay and work. It's like Abbott and Costello. Who's on first? Who's on second? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There's no one working anymore. Why? Because they were unvaccinated. Why? Because you thought they'd spread disease. Well, who's working? The people who are vaccinated. And what have they got? The disease. It's Abbott and Costello. Sons of Liberty. Can you imagine the world we live in? It's just beyond belief. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And if you've heard the latest about vitamin D3, you'll understand how essential it is to your health. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Now, here's that study I told you about. A nationwide surge in deaths among people aged 18 to 49. Deaths among people 18 to 49 increased more than 40% in the 12 months ending October 2021 compared to the same period from 2018 to 2019 before the COVID pandemic. According to an analysis of death certificate data from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the HD doesn't yet have the full 2021 numbers as death certificate data trickles in with a lag of 1 to 8 weeks or more. But the increase was notable across the country, and in no state was COVID reported in more than 60% of the excess deaths. Some states experiencing much steeper hikes than others. Nevada, by the way, was the worst with a 65% prime age mortality surge, of which only 36% was attributed to COVID. Texas was second with 61% jump. Arizona and Tennessee recorded 57% increases. Not far behind was California at 55%, New Mexico 52%, Florida 51%, Louisiana 51%. It isn't clear why the mortality spike seemed to be going on. I'll tell you why it's clear.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine rules for large private employers, but allowing them for the healthcare industry. As far as what that ruling means, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
on the health facility case, this is a justices acknowledged that there was a closer nexus there and did not as seriously push back on the larger mandate. It's really the OSHA case that is the more significant mandate for the Biden administration.
Brutal winter cold and snow are returning for the weekend for millions of Americans. The Weather Prediction Center saying a storm system from Canada will begin impacting North Dakota Thursday night before heading further south. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. You know, I spent a lot of time telling you how thrilled I am about great lawyer, Jim Burling, of the Pacific Legal Foundation, but there's parts of it I don't like, and I want to dig into it, because the details, the devil is always in the details, and overall, it was great that we beat the Democrats, and they're losing their minds, and the private employer mandate is dead, but I'm not so sure it's completely dead, so we'll get into that in just one second with our legal expert, Jim Burling. First, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because they pay for the bills, they sign the front of the check, so you don't have to. It is Hero 2020. That's their website, hero2020.com. Today, violence and personal attacks are spiking across America. You and your family could be walking or driving into a dangerous, life-threatening situation right now or a couple hours from now after work. When you get home, I want to ask you, what would you do if your family was carjacked or attacked in a road rage situation or a home invasion? How would you protect your family from harm? I want to introduce you to my friends at Hero2020.com, a company that's passionate about protecting families and saving lives. Hero has found a solution, non-lethal, award-winning self-defense products. These are super powerful pepper-based guns and concealed weapons that are on steroids designed to stop the bad guys in their tracks. When it comes to recommending companies and their products, I like to do my research. Hero's a smart choice for your home, office, or car defense. I really like the product and the people who created Hero 2020, so I've got them in my home and my cars. Go to Hero2020.com and use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. Use the code WAR. Hero2020.com. Okay, we've got Jim Burley here to discuss the Supreme Court decisions today, because there was more than one decision. Hey, Jim, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Rain. Very happy to be here. Very happy to have today's decision.
All right, so the decision was good, and obviously, you know, I agree with it. I wanted them to strike down the private employer mandate, but then they came back 6-3, they struck it down, but then they came back and affirmed by a 5-4 vote the health care mandate. So while I'm not a nurse and I'm not a doctor, so it doesn't affect me, you know, I'm not one of those guys who goes, oh, good, the one that could affect me, I'm thrilled about, and the one that affects somebody else, it's not me, so screw them. There are so many nice nurses and orderlies and doctors that listen to my show and don't want the vaccine, and they all just got screwed. So it's a piece of good news mixed with a piece of bad news, correct?
Absolutely correct.
So, I mean, so there's nothing you could do. If you're a doctor or a nurse, they just affirmed it, so you're screwed. You lose your job. That's it, right? In other words, the private OSHA mandate, that fact that they struck it down, will not help you if you're part of healthcare, because they affirmed the separate healthcare mandate, right?
Yeah, unless you have a medical or a religious reason for an exemption, you're going to have to get the vaccine or you're going to have to get a new job outside the field, which is going to be devastating to healthcare workers who, for whatever reason, don't want to get the vaccine.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. I don't even mind that ruling. If you said to me, Wayne, you got to get a vaccine unless you have a medical or religious exemption, I go, oh, no problem. Number one, here's a letter from my minister for my religious exemption. And number two, here's a letter from my doctor that will tell you. And I'm being honest now, real, in real life. Wayne Root's in perfect health, except I have terrible, terrible, terrible allergies to almost everything in life. Every drug known to man, over-the-counter, prescription, everything I eat, dust, mites, mold, trees, grass, chocolate, peanuts. I'm allergic to everything, and I wheeze, and I can't breathe, and my lungs shut down, but none of it happens because I've learned, and I eat a perfect diet, and I don't inject anything or ingest anything in my body that would make me allergic. If you gave me the shot, Jim, I would die. I'm telling you, I would drop dead. And if I didn't drop dead, I'd have a heart attack. And if I didn't have a heart attack, I'd probably have a horrible shingles outbreak. These are all the side effects of this vaccine. I'm a very sensitive person. But see, they're not going to really allow the medical or the religious exemptions. They've been turning them down like crazy. So what does it mean when you say, oh yeah, okay, you can avoid it with a medical or religious exemption, except all the employers aren't accepting the medical or religious exemptions. They're throwing them out.
Yeah, it means you're going to lose a lot of employees, otherwise good people, who for various reasons, like yourselves, are not going to get the vaccine. And it's a matter of putting yourself to that risk or keeping your job. And I think that is a really unfortunate thing when the employers do it. It's more unfortunate when the state does it. And when the federal government does it, it's just way out of line. Because I think the dissenters were right. This rule was passed without notice and comment period, as most regulations go through. The statutory authorization is really weak. Vague words about health and safety and 15 different statutes scattered around, none of which were contemplating vaccines. And as the dissent pointed out, that this, and I quote, this ruling has importance that extends beyond the confines of these cases. It may have a lasting effect on executive branch behavior, end quote. Meaning that the executive branch now is going to try to do all kinds of things based on the slimmest authority, based on a health and safety rule. They didn't get away with it for the OSHA mandate for 83 million workers, but they got away with it, at least for now, on the healthcare one.
All right, let me ask the number one question I have. I mentioned this to my executive producer, Andrew Paul, and he put it in my question section here for you. This is the big one for me. So the fact that we won, the win is that the federal government can't force an employer to mandate you. But that doesn't mean that the employer, a private employer on their own, can't decide they want to enforce the vaccine. In other words, here in Vegas, the biggest employers in town, MGM, Wynn, Caesars, they all mandate vaccines. So the fact that this is struck down, will that affect them and they can no longer mandate it? Or they could say, well, the federal government is going to make us do it, but we're doing it on our own now. We're a private employer. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, unless there is some state law to the contrary, like in a state like Florida.
Florida.
The federal government isn't involved. And so, yes, if Las Vegas employers want to do this and the state law doesn't say no, they can do this for now. They can tell their employers, get vaccinated or get fired. Now, that's going to create a marketplace issue because it's so hard to get employees now. Everybody's hurting to get good employees. And to fire a several percentage of your workforce, that's kind of crazy right now. And also it's kind of crazy as the Omicron virus has peaked. Everybody thinks it's peaked about now and it's going to start going down. This may be a very unwise thing to do for employers, but legally they can do it.
Yeah, it's very scary. It reminds me of the idiotic situation in California, right? You'd have to be an idiot to let all your nurses go, to let a majority of your doctors go, to let enough go that you can't sustain your hospital anymore. Well, they did it, and now they're coming back today and saying, we're going to allow you to stay to work even if you test positive for COVID. So that's great, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful, Jim? I'm going to go to the hospital because I think I'm sick with something else or with COVID, and you're going to have me inspected by a doctor who's just tested positive today for COVID, and the nurse is going to come in and inject me. Well, she's positive for COVID. How am I going to avoid COVID if you're letting COVID-positive people work on me? And that's because they have nobody left to work because they got rid of the unvaccinated ones. How crazy is that?
Well, because we live in California, and we live in an alternate reality here. Nothing makes sense here.
No, I mean, look, the real irony is they got rid of all the unvaccinated employees already.
Yeah.
And so the vaccinated ones are the ones who are coming down with COVID. So how can you tell them they can stay at work while they're sick? Because the thing you were worried about that made you fire the unvaccinated is you were worried they were sick and would spread COVID. But now all that's left is the vaccinated, and they're sick, and you're going to let them spread COVID. Isn't this
right.
insanity?
Everybody can get COVID. Everybody can spread COVID. So we have these ham-fisted rules that employers and states have been putting into place and the federal government was trying, and that was for the medical reality of 6 months ago. Things have changed dramatically, but the mandates and the imperative to control other people's lives hasn't changed a bit.
And what about the people, say a guy got fired 3 months ago because of the mandate, and now the mandate was overturned. Does that employee have a right to A, get their job back, or B, sue the company based on the fact that the mandate is now dead?
You know, unfortunately for that employee, I'm not sure that employee has too much of a case, because the employer who fired the employee wasn't really required to do it by the OSHA mandate, because that didn't start to go into place until Monday. And if so, if somebody's fired a few months ago in anticipation of it, well, they did it on their own. They didn't do it because the federal government was requiring it. So that employee is in a tough place. I'm sure some of them are going to try to sue, but I think it's going to be a tough case to win.
So what are the, we're talking to Jim Burling of the Pacific Legal Foundation, what are the trickle-down impacts of today's rulings? Are there any impact on the states that are mandating vaccines? Because the Supreme Court, did they ever say, by the way, we'll strike down a state that does it too? So if they didn't, then that will embolden California, New York, and New Jersey to just implement the mandate themselves, correct?
Yeah, I'm afraid of that because these liberal progressive states probably want to stick it in the eye of the Supreme Court for coming down on the side of liberty today, at least partly in the side of liberty, and they're going to try to do it themselves. And as we've discussed before, in 1905, the Supreme Court upheld a vaccine mandate, but as we've also discussed, that was for smallpox, which killed 30% of the people. So you're going to have a state impose a vaccine mandate. Somebody challenging that on individual freedom grounds and try to get that case up to the Supreme Court to distinguish that 1905 case dealing with smallpox. But it's going to be a long path to go on. And so I think if a state wants to do it, they're going to try. The Supreme Court said nothing about them not being able to do it in this ruling. This ruling simply dealt with, did the Congress authorize these federal agencies to do this? It did not with one and did with the other.
All right, Jim, we're on the run. I'm afraid the way Democrats think is if it wasn't smallpox because it didn't kill 30%, we better come up with a stronger germ. I think that's the way Democrats think. Let's come back with a stronger variant of COVID that kills 30%, and then we'll get the Supreme Court to go along with it. These people are clearly crazy. Jim Burling, we're on the run. Pacific Legal Foundation's Vice President of Legal Affairs. Jim, thank you. Thanks for coming on. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, broadcast all over this great country by USA Radio Network, and several more. You'll about to hear in the next few days announcements of quite a few places. You will now be able to listen to the Wayne Allyn Root Show streamed online. We're adding them by the minute. Everybody wants a piece of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this show. Inflation at its highest level since the 1980s. A new report was out today. See if I could find it on short notice. Yesterday we had a report about 7% inflation, which was the worst since 1982. But today was one much worse than that. It was 9% inflation. I think it was producer price index, but I don't have it in front of me. I'll have to dig for it. I'll get it before the show is over. But it's 9% inflation. Inflation is flying. None of this includes energy, gas you put in your car, home heating fuel, groceries, all the things you need the most. And you know what's the most inflationary? How about health care costs? I don't know if those are included. Health care costs going through the roof, along with energy because of this president. Used cars. No one's ever seen the numbers of increase in used car prices. So, I mean, everything you could possibly want or buy is just exploding through the roof with inflation. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years' experience and billions, that's billions with a B, of dollars of experience with selling gold and silver and precious metals. If you want help with gold, silver, platinum, they can guarantee you the best prices and the best customer service in all of the United States. When you say the name WAR, Wayne Allyn Root, they're going to take care of you. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. So this appeared in a Danish newspaper in the last couple days. In August, by the way, Germany's top newspaper, Bild, and I read this on the show, apologized for creating fear, for fear-driven COVID coverage and a special message to children. They apologized because we taught you that you were going to murder your grandma if you didn't wear a mask, and you made children so scared. So the biggest paper in Germany apologized for creating this coverage that created fear. Now a newspaper in Denmark has publicly apologized for reporting government narratives surrounding COVID without questioning them. We failed, says the article from the tabloid Extra Bladet, which goes on to admit for almost 2 years, we, the press, have been hypnotically preoccupied with authorities' daily coronavirus figures. We stared at the number of the pendulum when it came to infected, hospitalized, and died with COVID. We've been given the significance of the pendulum's smallest movements laid out by experts, politicians, and authorities who warned us about the COVID monster under our beds, a monster just waiting for us to fall asleep so it could strike us in the gloom and the darkness of night. The constant mental alertness has worn us out tremendously, and that's why we must take stock of our own efforts and where we have failed. We have not been vigilant enough at the gate when the authorities were required to answer what it actually meant that people are hospitalized with COVID, not because of COVID, because it makes a huge difference. And they talk about all these, another example, the vaccines are consistently referred to as our super weapon, and our hospitals are called super hospitals. Nevertheless, those super hospitals are apparently maximally pressured, even though almost the entire population is armed with this super weapon, the vaccine. Everyone needs to go to the hospital. Even children have been vaccinated on a huge scale. In other words, there's something here that does not deserve the term super. Whether it's the vaccines, the hospitals, or a mixture, is every man's bid. But at least the authorities' communication to the population in no way deserves the term super. So, you know, here's the deal, folks. This is what's happened in America. They lie about the amount of people that are positive with COVID. Everyone's positive because the tests are a failure. And they lie about the amount of people that are in the hospital, because many of them are in the hospital for other things, and while there, they test positive for COVID. What's that got to do? They didn't come to the hospital because they're dying of COVID. They're in the hospital for cancer or a broken arm or a car accident or a mugging. And while there, they caught COVID because the hospital is so filthy and didn't protect them. That's the story. The real story is that COVID's overtaking everyone. And the story of the vaccine's a total lie. The story of the mask's a total lie. The story of the lockdown's a total lie. But nobody in the American media has apologized to anybody. Now, has they? Have they? I've never seen one single apology in the American media. Not one. That they put those COVID deaths on the front page and at the top of the news for 2 years now. But never mentioned COVID vaccine deaths at VAERS. Never. COVID injuries at VAERS. Vaccine adverse event reporting system. No, that's not important. 21,000 dead from the COVID vaccine is not important at all. 1 million adversely injured from the COVID vaccine. Not important at all. 40% higher death rates in America. Almost certainly from the COVID vaccine. That's not important at all. How many children committing suicide from the lockdowns and the despair of the negative news?
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.